Tazar zeichen is bar gehet geslagen bij Yehuda me zeggen Megillah daf hey zok de Mishnah. A large city means that it has 10 people who are available to be in shul all day and just to sit and learn. If there are less than 10 people, the city gets the status of a village. Now this that we're saying that you bring a mitzvah earlier, the Megillah is read earlier before its proper time, that's only for Megillah. However, other things that can't be done on a particular day are usually postponed for a later time, such as the time for bringing the wood from Mizbeach, Tisha B'Av, bringing the Karban Chagiga, and the mitzvah of Hakel. So after Mishnah, when the Megillah is read on the earlier days, those days are still mutter to have a hesped, a tainus, and for giving matanas lev yoinim. Yehuda says, the only villages that may read on those earlier days are villages that have market days, taka on Monday and Thursday, and they're going to the big cities on those days anyway. However, if they don't have set days when they go to the city, then they have to read the Megillah on the 14th. Zakta Gemara Bryce explains that 10 people must be available to be all day in the city's shul. Mishnah said, "Be'elu amru makdimim v'lo ma'achrin." In fact, why can't Megillah also be postponed? Rabbi Abba, in the name of Shmuel, said, the pasuk says, "V'lo yavar," teaching that it's not allowed to be postponed beyond the 14th or the 15th, really, for the walled cities. Rabbi Abba, in the name of Shmuel, said, the pasuk says, "L'chodshe hashana." And that teaches that we count months to each year to reach a year, not days. Meaning, if someone swears not to drink wine for a year, he has to count 12 months, not 365 days. The Rabbanon of Kisrin and Rabbi Abba said, the pasuk of Ad Chodesh Yomim teaches that we count days to reach a month, not hours. Meaning, a month is considered 29 days, even though a true month is really 29 and a half days. Mishnah said, "Avos man atzeka hanim v'tishba v'chulu." Talking about we postpone Tishma rather than make it earlier because we don't want to bring bad days sooner than they would otherwise come. We postpone the Chagiga and Hakel because we can't do them before their time of obligation has arrived. Zakh Tigmar Brisa says we postpone the Chagiga and all the time of the Chagiga. Now, we understand that we postpone the Chagiga if, for example, the obligation falls on Shabbos. What does it mean we postpone all the time for the Chagiga? Rabbi Oishia said, the Brisa means to say that a Chagiga on Shabbos and an Olas Re'iyah on Yom Tif, which is the time for Chagiga, must be postponed. According to this understanding, the Braitha followed Beishami, who say that you're not allowed to bring an Oila on Yom Tif. Rava said that the Braitha means that a Chagiga may be postponed and brought at any time during the Yom Tif, but not beyond that. Rav Ashi said that the Braitha means that a Chagiga of the one day Yom Tif of Shuas may be brought even after Shuas if the Yom Tif falls on Shabbos. Rabbi Lazar, in the name of Chanina, said, Rebbe planted a tree on Purim, took a cold bath on the 17th of Tammuz, and wanted to abolish Tisha B'Av, but the Chacham didn't agree with him. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said to Rabbi Lazar, that's not what happened. Rather, it was a Tisha B'Av that fell out on Shabbos. Rebbe said, since it's being pushed off, let's push it off totally. The Chacham didn't agree with that. Fechim Rabbi Yosef taught a Braisa that said that one may not work on Purim. If so, how did Rebbe plant on Purim? Where it says, Rebbe observed Purim on the 14th, and when he would say he planted on Purim, meaning he planted on the 15th. In fact, Rebbe lived in Tveria, which had a wall from the times of Yeshua. So Rebbe planted on the 14th, and for him, Purim was on the 15th. In fact, how could Rebbe be so certain that Tveria had a wall from the times of Yeshua? We find that Chizkiah would read the Megillah in Tveria on the 14th and the 15th, because he was uncertain as to its proper status. So Rebbe was certain. It was Chizkiah who wasn't certain. In fact, even if we were certain, we learned in Megillah's Tainus that the 14th and the 15th are usher to all people, whether of regular cities or walled cities. Mar said that's only true of the Hesped and Tainus, not for the Isser of Melacha. The Mar says, Rabbi the son of Rava said that Rebbe may have planted on his day of Purim. Aye, why did he do so? The reason he did so is because although people have accepted upon themselves the prohibition of Hesped and Tainus, they never accepted a prohibition of Melacha on those days. They never accepted upon themselves, therefore it doesn't really fully apply. Although we find that Rav cursed someone who was for planting on Purim, it must be that in his community they had accepted upon themselves the Isser of Melacha on Purim. But it also may be that Rebbe also held that doing work was also. However, so how did Rebbe plant? Because Rebbe was planting a netiyah shel simcha, meaning like planting a tree to use the wood for the king's throne or something like that, which would be mutter to do on Purim. Zachtimar, we said previously that Chizkiah would read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th in Tveria. Zachtimar, a pasuk in Yeshua mentions the cities of Ve'ore Mivtzar, Hatzidim, Tzar Chomos, Rakas, and Vikineres. And we learned that Rakas is Tveria. So we see that it did have a wall in the times of Yeshua. Mar said, yeah, but one of the walls is a body of water. Chizkiah was uncertain whether that was sufficient to give the city the status of a walled city. In fact, regarding the halachas of selling a house in a walled city, a braisa says that Tveria is not considered to be a walled city because one of its walls is a body of water. So why was Chizkiah in doubt? Clearly, it's not considered to be a walled city. Mar said he was only uncertain regarding its status purposes of Megillah. He was unsure whether the walled city has to be totally enclosed, which Tveria is not, or there just has to be protected, which Tveria is. The Mara says that Rav Asi would read the Megillah in Hutzal on the 14th and the 15th because he was uncertain whether it had a wall from the times of Yeshua. Others say that Rav Asi said Hutzal of Beis Binyamin did have a wall from the times of Yeshua, and therefore he would only read on the 15th.